VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Syria's main jihadist group signaled on Sunday it would abide by the terms of a Russian-Turkish deal to prevent a Syrian government offensive on rebel-held Idlib. Tahrir al-Sham is the jihadist alliance spearheaded by al-Qaeda's former Syrian affiliate, previously known as the Nusra Front, that said it had accepted the deal. The agreement sets up a demilitarized zone running 15 to 20 kilometers deep into rebel territory that must be evacuated of all heavy weapons and all jihadist groups by Monday. Saudi Arabia on Sunday reacted strongly to President Trump's threat of, quote, severe punishment if the kingdom is found to be involved in the disappearance of Saudi dissident and journalist Kamal Khashoggi.
In an official statement read on government-run TV, Saudi Arabia says threats of economic sanctions, political pressure, or the repeating of false accusations will not undermine the kingdom or its position in the world. It's vowing to respond with greater action to any attempt to punish it, noting the kingdom's economy has an influential and vital role in the global economy. The comments follow remarks by President Trump that Saudi Arabia could face severe punishment. At the White House Saturday, he told reporters,
"Let's determine what happened first. There's plenty of things we can do that are very tough."
However, he noted he would oppose the cancellation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Khashoggi has been missing since October 2nd when he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Many reports say he was killed inside the building. Two suicide attacks have killed 15 people in Baidoa, north of the Somali capital Mogadishu. 30 people were wounded. The first explosion happened when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade inside a busy restaurant. The second, a suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into a hotel. This is VOA News.